Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Just let me enjoy you.
Due to COVID concerns, the U.S. women's gymnastics team has left the Olympic Village to stay at a nearby hotel. You know there's a problem when Red Roof Inn is the safer option.
Who's ready for a shower?
Wait, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday's bad for me.
Thursday's perfect.
I don't know if you've worked with one of these. We call it a microphone.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Are we ready?
It's time for a great day.
Showtime.
I love it. That's what I tell people.
Oh, wait a second. There we go.
Oh, push the on button.
Yeah, Brett, you there?
Yeah, I'm all here. Right. Thanks for letting me talk, Kevin. We appreciate it. Kevin already kicked me off the show.
I'm already on vacation. I apologize.
I thought I was going to say, Kevin's all excited for Thursday because he's acting like it's Friday.
Yeah. I know. Woo-hoo. I was like, wait a minute, Kevin, you can't leave us. You're not allowed to be off work tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you, it reminds me of the days of being a teacher and getting all the sub plans ready. There's a lot of sub plans to be made here in the studio.
Kevin does a lot. I'm the substitute teacher tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
All right, I'm in charge.
So there's a lot of tests and a lot of coloring activities for the kids.
Yes.
Film strip,
AKA yes. Brett.
We're gonna watch a movie on the show tomorrow.
Yay!
You know, you have a sub. They roll in the TV to be like, "Yeah, subs here." So there will just be a movie playing on Y98 tomorrow.
That's an interesting idea. We can watch a movie the entire morning and then just like talk about it.
Love it. There
Julie, you had like a really cool night last night. You went to the Cardinals game?
Oh my God, it was so fun. Went to the Cards game. Al Verbosky, who like famous Cardinals player guy, walks in and we're like, how do we know him? And so someone's like, is that Al Verbosky? And I'm like, let me Google. And so I Googled and I found like a really old picture and I'm like, no, I don't think so. And then we found a new picture like, oh, it is Al Verbosky.
Yeah, the mad Hungarian himself.
And
That's
it was his
awesome.
Birthday. So they let us like,
so cool.
They let us go into this other suite where they were going to present him with like champagne and a cake, and he was going to shove the cake in Fred Bird's face. Like, we knew this was the plan.
Oh, you were in on the plan, huh?
Yeah. And Jen was right behind Fred Bird, but she didn't realize it was going to be so like, I don't know, Fred Bird was like going to fall back road. He fell right into Jen. She spilled her champagne down her shirt, and it was just so,
that's a party.
It's like a Vegas party.
Yes.
Stevie Aoki like slamming the cakes in people's faces, champagne being poured down Jen's shirt.
Oh my God, Hayes, who does afternoons on 198, he got it all on video. So check out the 198 Insta story to see it all go down. And there is a little shot of Jen like being smushed by Fred Bird.
We should post
so
the picture
funny.
Because I see Jen's face. We should post the picture of Jen's face and see what people's captions are.
Yeah.
Like, let people caption it because it is so funny. Jen's face, my guess is like, oh my God, what just happened to my life?
Yes.
I should have stayed home for this one.
She just spilled the champagne and she's getting smushed. Now what? It was so fun though, and I'm very tired. So Goofy Julie is here.
Yeah.
Yes. Say weird things.
Well, let's start the show with Goofy Julie. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Goofy Julie on Y98 St. Louis. Happy Thursday or Friday. To wake up with Brett and Julie. Let's start your day off with some good news to put a smile on some people's faces. Julie, tell me about this dog.
This dog is so cute. It's a German Shepherd, canine police dog named Bear. Was sent into retirement in style with a retirement party. So Bear served 6 years as a police dog with the Taylor County Sheriff's Office. Joined the force in 2015 thanks to a donation from a local business. During his years on the force, Bear helped fellow officers track down and locate missing kids, elderly people, sniffed out illegal drugs, and assisted others. So Bear, like, you know, Bear did his thing.
Yeah, he was busy.
Yeah.
So at this retirement party, he took photographs with coworkers. They wished him a happy farewell. An officer also read a proclamation describing the dog's accomplishments during his career. His handler said he's sad to see Bear leave the police force, but he's not too heartbroken. Because Brandon, his handler, is adopting Bear.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's awesome.
Allowing the partners to stay together and allowing Bear to enjoy his retirement in comfort with someone who loves him.
I feel like most companies wouldn't do that for their employees. Like, Bear is just like getting they laid out the red carpet for Bear. Yeah. Good for him.
Do you think our boss would adopt us when we retired and take care of us? That'd be nice.
No. I'm not trained enough.
That'd be so nice.
We'll throw that story up for you to share with everyone and your boss to say, hey, maybe adopt me when I'm done.
Yeah.
At Y98.com.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to.
Maybe you went to the Cardinals game like Julie yesterday. Maybe you're moving like me. Maybe life is just busy. It's hard to follow everything that's happening in the entertainment world. So that's why Julie recaps it in the Entertainment Minute.
All right, let's talk about the Joe Bros. So they were on the Tonight Show, and they were talking about challenging another group of brothers. Okay, maybe it's a big joke. To an MMA fight.
We're going to take a note out of all the YouTubers that are having these boxing matches. We're going to have a big UFC match. It's going to be us versus the Hemsworth brothers. And
oh,
so
my God. Oh, no. Don't do it.
It's going
don't
to.
Do
yeah,
it,
it's going
please.
To be. A, oh the Hemsworths haven't emailed us back yet, but I think it's going to be big.
It's going to be so big.
Funny. So, funny story, not to name drop, but Joe Jonas, who does a lot of boxing, so does Nick, actually, does MMA.
Yeah.
So I was training for a celebrity boxing match, and Joe Jonas came in for an interview with DNCE. He was the only person to pick me to win the celebrity boxing match. I saw him 6 months later. He recognizes me, and he goes, oh, my God, how did you do in that boxing match? He
what?
Remembered.
That's amazing.
And then I told him I won, and he was, like, so proud of me. He's like my coach. He was like my Miyagi. I believed in you.
Oh, my gosh, Joe Jonas. You're friends with BTS. I mean, Brett.
So he said next time we like in town, he's like, I want to box and do some boxing with you because I was into it and he's really into it.
No
so the Hemsworth brothers, watch out because the Jonas brothers actually really love boxing.
Oh, and wow. Maybe your name will be Brett Jonas and you'll get to like box with the brothers.
I can replace Kevin.
You can take on Kevin's Thor.
Kevin Jonas. I mean, come on, he's ridiculous.
You can take on the big Hemsworth Thor guy.
Yeah, that's not the guy I want to go against.
Right, yeah.
Is there a smaller Hemsworth brother?
Oh,
any
no.
of those guys small?
I don't think there's not a small one, no. Let's see. Okay, let's talk about... Oh, there's this new reality competition that's going to be starting. It's called Mousetrap. It's based on the board game. It's in the work at Fox. The obstacles will be oversized, and the contestants, they have to steal cheese for money.
Oh, wow.
For real?
I love these shows. They're so dumb.
And you get that big giant trap that falls on you.
You got to be careful. Hopefully it doesn't fall like on you partially, because that would hurt.
Yeah.
What a show.
Well,
it's going to be programmed right next to the Netflix show with the mass dating thing.
Yeah. I saw that. I was bummed I didn't have time to watch it because I was at the Cardinals game. That's your Entertainment Minute.
All those stories up on the web for you at Y98.com in case you want to learn more about Mousetrap.
Lifestyle.
The polls are open.
To wake up with Brett and Julie's poll of the day. Yesterday's results, Kevin, what did you say? There's a National Hot Dog Council or something?
Yeah, there is. That actually That's has a thing, determined, huh? that determined the best way or the correct way to eat a hot dog is with mustard. Ketchup is not even in the equation.
Did they complain about our poll? Is that why you're talking about it?
I think so, but yeah, because 56% of people said they like ketchup over mustard.
We are in trouble with the council.
Yeah, we're going to have to send those results to the council.
We're big with the kiddos. You know, the kids that are 6 to 8. Because that's how all kids love hot dogs.
Right, but don't you dare put that ketchup underneath, Kevin.
Oh, I know.
Put the ketchup on top of the hot dog.
Dad, you do it all the time.
That's what Kevin's son said. 75% of people apparently put it underneath. I've never even heard of that before. That's nuts. That's a, that's a ridiculous statistic. Who took that result? Today's poll, though, is real simple.
Okay.
Because I'm really curious. Are you excited for the Olympics? Just a simple yes or no question for the poll. Are you excited?
I'm going to say yes because it makes me want to work out. I'm like, I need to go work out. Okay. Get some muscles.
I'm with you. You know, not necessarily the workout part.
No. I was with you, but not the working out
part. Must be at workout.
The excitement part, especially where this should have been last year.
Okay.
And not having it, there's kind of a bigger thing. Plus, it's always really cool to see the world come together with the opening ceremonies and to compete in the Olympics. So I'm excited for it. Yes.
Lance?
I'm not really. I got to be honest. I keep, you know, checking my own pulse on this one. It's like, I don't really care.
Same. I think the room is split. I'm not that excited. I was going to wear my Team USA jacket. I had this official Team USA jacket. I forgot it at home. I even put it out and everything. And I think it's just my mind not actually being excited for the Olympics. And I think there's a couple of reasons. One, I have a lot going on.
That's
with the newborn and moving.
You have a lot going. You just moved here. You're unpacking.
So I am very distracted. But it does feel like they're forcing this in. Like last year was supposed to happen. Now there's like a big black cloud with all these COVID restrictions, having fans. Like nothing. It's crazy. And so to me, it's kind of like, I don't know, it just feels so forced this year.
Yeah, especially with those cardboard beds they have to lay on. And then like Team USA's gymnastics is like, we're going to a hotel. Like, so everything seems weird.
Yes. So I would vote no. We'll throw it up in the poll. We'll see how many people are excited for the Olympics. The opening ceremonies are this morning, though. And for the first time ever, you get to watch it live. They're actually going to do it live, and then it'll be on in prime time as well. But the poll is open on the Wake Up's Instagram.
The polls are open.
Lance, what do the roads look like?
You know my accent, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
Julie, I have a real question because I don't have any experience in this.
Okay.
Are you supposed to tip the dog sitter? 314-531-9898. You had to get a dog sitter this weekend because you're out having fun in Chicago.
Yep.
So what is the dog sitter actual responsibility? Let's start there. What
it
they
kind
do?
Of depends. Either you have a dog sitter that stays overnight, which is what I prefer because my dogs like to wake up at midnight. They're like, we have to go potty, or at least one of them does. Or they just come and do like potty breaks throughout the day. So I always tip my dog sitter because I feel like you tip people that you want to make sure take care of you. And I want them to take really good care of my babies. So I tip my dog sitters like crazy.
The reason I asked the question is because I've seen this debate before. Like, you know, like a service like a dog sitter.
Yeah.
You've probably arranged whatever the fee is. I have no idea what the fee is, but you've arranged
like their
it, right?
Fee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that might as well just be on top of whatever the fee is because they're pocketing all of that, right? It's not like the waiter at like a restaurant who's like only getting paid a certain X amount of dollars and then you tip them because that's what's going to make up their salary. Your dog sitter's getting all of what you've agreed to. And now you're already throwing extra on top of it. So does that make a difference? Like, do you consider that and go, maybe I'll just throw them $10? Do you throw 20? Well, what do you do?
I mean, sometimes I tip them double with what they charge me.
Just my God.
I like that I have six dogs. Man. It's a lot. One of my dogs does not like other dogs, so he has to be separated. So my house is, it's kind of a chore to handle. So I just want to make sure my dog sitters enjoy coming over and helping me, and I just want to show my appreciation because they don't always charge as much as they should for what I feel is dog sitting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was thinking about this yesterday, too, with the guy mounting my TV. I had a guy come in and mount my TV, and we kind of agreed upon a price, too. And I'm like, am I supposed to tip him on top of the fee that I know that he's getting 100% of?
Mm-hmm.
I did. I tipped him because I didn't know what was to do. But I, like, wrestle with that. Like, if you're getting 100% of the money, like a dog sitter, the guy who mounts your TV, or a handyman who comes by, are you supposed to throw extra on? And I know the answer is always yes, but are you considered rude for not?
Yeah, that's. I'm thinking about a babysitter.
That's a babysitter. Yeah. That's a great example.
True. I don't know if we've ever tipped the babysitter.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I guess that makes sense. And for some reason, I would think like, okay, I'll tip, like pay the babysitter what she asked for. But
right.
But you would tip the dog sitter?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wait a minute. That's kind of messed up.
All right, jump in on this. 314-531-9898. I think the greatest example is dog sitter and babysitter. Do you actually, because you know you're giving them the 100% of the money you've agreed upon, are you supposed to tip extra on top of that? Is that considered rude not to? And then what do you tip? Do you double it like Julie?
Yeah.
Which seems, I'm not gonna lie, that seems a little crazy.
Yeah.
And honestly, I will tell you why in a one song how I actually think it's creating a bigger problem than you even think.
No, you won't do the same. You wouldn't do the same. Ooh, you never do the same.
If you live in Missouri, you might be able to receive $10,000. I'll tell you how you can do that in about 5 minutes to wake up with Brett and Julie. Speaking of money, do you tip your dog sitter? 314-531-9898. Julie, you said you almost double what you pay them, right?
I do.
I'm going to tell you how I think that might actually be a problem.
Uh-oh.
How it actually is going to be a problem. I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, let's go to Brittany in House Springs. Do you tip your dog sitter, Brittany?
So, in my opinion, I agree with Julie. Yes, you should if they have a good work ethic.
How do you know that for a dog sitter, though? Like, what do you do? Because you're not there. So you're like, oh, are they, like, they're sitting on the couch too much when they're watching my dogs. Like, how do you know?
So, I personally, you know, the dogs can tell you.
The dogs.
Thank
really
you.
Weird.
Thank
but
you.
The dogs can tell you. The way they act, how they're around that person when they show up, you can just tell if they like them or not. Also, I have cameras. I'm a very camera person.
Wow. Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
There's the real truth. Right. The dogs can tell you, but so can the cameras, huh, Brittany?
Uh-huh. Well, nice. I didn't have them before.
Then you realize that dog sitter was sitting on the couch too much.
Right.
Brittany, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling in. Katie, you're in O'Fallon. Do you tip your dog sitter? Katie and O'Fallon, can you hear us?
I think we might have lost her.
Oh, hold.
Oh, Katie. I'm sure
Katie and O'Fallon. I think we got Katie. Katie and O'Fallon, can you hear us?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yep, yes. There we go. Do you tip your dog sitter?
I always tip my dog sitter. Both my dogs have special needs, and they need medication twice a day. And, I mean, she stays overnight at my house, and I just love that extra security, so I always, always, always tip her.
Oh, and I love that your dogs have special needs. Please give them a big hug from me today.
I will.
Katie, what do you tip them, though? What's, like, what's the rate you give them on top of what you
agreed? I mean, it really depends on, like, how long she's been there, but, yeah. I mean, I think for, like, 3 or 4 days, I could probably tip her an extra $50 or $60.
Yeah, nice. That sounds good. Yeah.
Do you think, this is what I thought might be a problem, and I'm going to ask you this, Katie. Now, if you're going dog sitter to dog sitter, everyone's going to want to go with Julie. Now, dog sitters are going to be like, Katie's a jerk. She didn't double my salary like Julie over here.
Way to bring it to the negative,
I'm
Brett.
Just curious. Please. By you doubling it, are you creating a bad market? Now, dog sitters are going to be like, well, Katie only gave me $50 on top of it, and Julie, she was like tripling my salary.
Oh, goodness.
Is Julie throwing your game off?
I don't think she is. I've been very loyal to my dog sitter. She's been sitting for me since before I had dogs, when I had cats. So it's been like 4 years now. And so she gives me like a discounted rate.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. All right.
So that's why I also tip her, because she's taking good care of me, so I want to take good care of her.
Yeah, and it's two dogs versus six dogs. Okay?
Yeah, that's my difference. My house is a lot.
Thank you for the call, Katie. I'm just saying, they all other people are gonna be like, they get a call from Katie, they get a call from Julie. I'm going with Julie. She's gonna double my salary.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music and home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98, St. Louis.
Memories bring back, memories bring back.
back door. Memories bring back, memories bring back your.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Just so everyone knows, that's Julie who recorded that. That's what she says to me all the time. It's Julie's voice. She says, keep it moving, or she could say, tell me more when I read a headline that's trending on the internet. She will either pass on a story or we'll stop down and chat about it. We'll get through as many stories as Julie says yes to in 2 minutes. Julie, how about this one? Missouri residents can receive $10,000.
I think you need to tell me about that.
And you qualify for this. Yesterday, Governor Mike Parson announced a COVID-19 vaccine incentive program. They're going to choose more than 180 winners when they randomly select each drawing to win this. They'll do 900 Missourians will win. So they're just going to do random drawings. You submit that you've been vaccinated. You have to have at least one shot. And they're going to choose people to win like $10,000.
No way. I guess you just enter on like the Missouri government page or something.
I have that mostopscovid.com/win, and you can find that link at y98.com to submit.
Rock
if you've been vaccinated, might as well go for it.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best invention to happen to food and beverage industry in the last century?
Ooh, Oreos. Tell me more.
All right. The poll says frozen food tops the list, like refrigerator.
Okay. Yeah.
Then the microwave oven, and then the real legalization of alcohol.
Oh,
yeah. That's the top
agreed.
Three.
Agreed.
The poll is right. curious, what is the St. Louis pizza passport?
Oh, tell me more. We love pizza.
All right, you get half off of 25 local pizzerias here in St. Louis with the pizza passport. Costs $30. And then you get those half off those pizzas. You can just walk in there and get half off your pie.
And you can go to so many different pizza places. Genius.
Yep, July 15th through November 15th to grab your pizza passport. It's okay. Open now. A couple makes $111,000 in less than a year by renting out their blank, and it's not their house.
Okay, fine. Tell me more.
Their pool. They rented out their pool, made $111,000 last year.
What?
They said 2,700 people book guests that could, you come and use their pool like Airbnb style.
That's kind of nice. I wonder if you can like use the inside of their house too, though.
They have like a pool house, so they can do
they're fancy.
It's for people that like have pool parties that don't have pools. They charge $75 an hour, and you have to have a minimum of 5 guests.
Oh, that's so good.
That's the timer. You didn't pass on any stories today.
Tell me more stories.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood?
Mega Mind.
Every single day at this time on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we give you the Mega Mind question of the day. There are two jobs, only two jobs, where 95% of the workforce is female. One is a kindergarten teacher. Kevin had trouble with the elementary school area, yep. Said it wasn't built for him. What is the other? Only two jobs where 95% of the workforce is female. One is kindergarten teacher. What is the other?
A radio DJ.
You know that's not true. You're the only woman in the room.
I know. I know. It's four people.
Radio is not friendly to women sometimes. Let's be honest. Let's keep it real.
I'm going to say this because a dental hygienist.
Okay. Lance?
Mm. I was thinking nurse.
Nurse.
Ah.
Okay. Once again. I don't know if it's because I moved here or what. Someone in the room has it correct.
Hey. I won again. Did I win yesterday?
Julie. I'll be honest, it's not Julie.
Together, Mega Mind.
314-531-9898. Text in if you think it's Kevin or Lance who has it right. We'll tell you who it is in 6 minutes. Julie, can you get the weather correct, though?
I don't know. Let's see. Okay. Today is Friday, right? Just kidding. It's Kevin's Friday. Sunshine today, high near 92. Tomorrow's actually Lindenwood University. Experience the affordability, flexibility, and support you need to achieve your goals. Visit lindenwoodsuccess.info today. That's lindenwoodsuccess.info.
Now back to St. Louis's most fun friends, The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Mega Mind.
Every single day we give you a Mega Mind question of the day. Today's was, there are two jobs where 95% of the workforce is female. One of them is kindergarten teacher. What is the other? Julie, you were not correct with the radio DJ. Big surprise.
Man.
So it's down to Kevin or Lance. One of you guys had it correct. Kevin, you said?
Dental hygienist.
And Lance?
I think Kevin might be right. I said nurse.
What are people saying on the text line, Kevin?
It's split. They're saying nurse or dental hygienist.
Whoever went with Kevin, you would be correct.
Yeah! Yeah!
Dental hygienist.
Nice.
And then I realized that. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I've ever had a male dental hygienist in my life.
I haven't had one.
You have one?
Yeah.
Wow. That was one of the 5%. That's the answer to the Megamind.
Megamind.
There's some really interesting things when it comes to the Olympics. Some interesting facts because today's the opening ceremonies. Find out how much they actually spend on the Olympics, how much it actually costs, and what the medals are made of in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. To wake up with Brett and Julie. Some of these Olympic facts kind of blew my mind. I thought it was kind of interesting with Olympics opening ceremonies starting today. It's the first time they're going to air it live. The opening ceremonies, usually they just do it in prime time, but we're kind of waiting for the opening ceremonies to begin. Are you guys excited for the Olympics?
Yeah, I think it's neat. And somebody on our on the Bomberito text line, you know, made a great point. Think about the athletes who unfortunately had to wait another year.
Great point.
To do and be a part of the Olympic Games. You know, because it's, you know, sadly, there are some athletes who, unfortunately, you know, you age out, you don't get an opportunity to do it. So, yeah, there's some excitement around.
You're 22, you're too old to do the Olympics.
I know.
That is true.
<I'm just kidding. laughs>
Which is crazy, though. But, like, yeah, I guess that's a good point. I think because life has been so busy for me, I can't name anyone other than, like, Simone Biles.
Right,
and some
Simone
of the, like,
Biles, that's who everyone knows. Love her.
But here's some of the Olympic facts that I thought were kind of interesting. The estimated cost for the Summer Olympics is $26 billion.
That's nuts, though.
80% of the population in Japan does not want the Olympics, too, by the way.
Wow.
They're still pushing it through. They're like, they're not interested, mainly because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And because of the pandemic, Japan is looking to lose about $15 billion because usually, if you host Olympics, you have all these tourists come through. None of that's happening because they're not allowing spectators.
Oh, wow.
By the way, that number was when they were going to allow local fans to come. So now they're not allowing any fans. So it's going to be even worse for Japan.
Yeah, so weird to, like, not have the crowd cheering for you.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things they say, too, about those Olympic villages, they're abandoned. They build out these Olympic villages for them, and then nobody can live in the housing.
Yeah.
They're in usually weird parts of town, and so they just get abandoned afterwards. There's more than 11,000 athletes from 205 countries that go and participate. 5,000 medals are up for grabs in 33 different sports. And I thought this was the most interesting part. The medals, they're not made of, like, gold like you would think they are. Mm-hmm. They're made of recycled metals from 79,000 tons of small electronic devices like cell phones. That's what they make the gold, silver, and bronze. That's what they extract them from.
I think that's such a cool thing.
Right?
It's like, hello, at least we're doing something good for the planet here.
Yeah, who knew that? There'll be two sports making a comeback. Baseball and softball. They haven't been in the Summer Olympics since 2008, which I did not know. I didn't realize that. Let's see. Team USA has won the most Summer Olympic medals, 2,523 Summer Olympic medals throughout history. That's more than any other country. And new sports to be looking out for this year. Karate.
Ooh, fun.
Sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a skater. Did you ever want to be a skater?
I tried. I couldn't even ollie. You know, when you pump the thing. You gotta,
I forgot what the ollie was.
You
gotta,
just when you lift the skateboard off the air. I couldn't even get that thing going. But I did always want to be a skater.
That would be so cool. That's why I just dated skaters in high school.
We'll throw up some of those Olympic facts for you as you get pumped up for the Olympics today at Y98.com. Julie, what's coming up in the Entertainment Minute?
Ooh, Kate Beckinsale. She's always doing something weird. I'll tell you what she is doing now.
We'll do that next on Y98 St. Louis.
Come on, come on, turn the radio.
I feel like there's so much fun stuff happening in the entertainment world and happening in Hollywood, so I can't wait to get into the Entertainment Minute. Julie recaps everything in 60 seconds.
Well, guess who got married? Anna Faris reveals she and fiancé Michael Barrett secretly eloped and tied the knot.
I liked her with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Hope she's happy, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's married with that new baby, though, so that is over.
I know. They're both married now, but I like that couple.
I'm glad they both found happiness, as they should. The Rock, he says he laughed when he heard Vin Diesel had to goose a good performance out of him on The Fast and the Furious. The Rock added that he wishes Vin Diesel well, but he won't be in any more of those movies.
They hate each other.
They do.
Oh, my God, man. It's bad.
But really, don't you think The Rock is kind of winning? Because he's always, like, the top paid actor. He's always, like, the top everything. And Vin Diesel's kind of just in The Fast and the Furious with him.
Which Groot.
Right.
Vin Diesel's Groot?
Yep.
I didn't think I knew that.
And he also does the foreign language for Groot.
Oh, really?
So, like, when they have him in Japan or they have him in any other country, it's Vin Diesel.
Those Fast and Furious movies, like, gross billions, and he's, like, an EP on it. So, like, I think he's doing okay, but The Rock is definitely winning.
I know.
But yeah. Is there winning when you're both, like, hundreds of millionaires?
Right.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. By the way, I was working out the other day, and Fast and Furious was on the movie theater. It makes you want to work out so hardcore. It's a good thing to watch when you're working out. And Kate Beckinsale, she has never been on an actual date. Here's what she says about that.
Do you know, I've really barely ever been on a date. I meet someone, get to know them at work, and then either marry them or get pregnant by them.
She's so funny.
Okay.
You need to follow her on Instagram because her and her cat are hilarious. They're
casual
so
sex,
funny.
Casual marriage, and I got a cool cat.
And yeah. She's got the cutest cat ever. That's your entertainment.
Those stories up on the web for you at y98.com. Lance has a tough task of making anything sound sexy, and I think today's is one of the toughest. 3 minutes away at Y98 St. Louis.
Can make anything sound sexy.
Lance, you really can. I don't know how you do it, man. It's that voice of yours. It's so smooth. Say something sexy.
Hey, St. Louis.
Oh, did it. Nailed it.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We give Lance something super unsexy, and then he somehow makes it sound so sexy that Julie usually needs to take a time out.
I do. I am ready for this, Lance. Bring it on.
How about the mission statement? Is that what we're doing today, Lance?
Yes. I mean, you know, not only does it not sound sexy, but it might be the dumbest thing, in my opinion, in the world of business. Here's our mission statement. We open the doors and we try and stay in business and maybe make money. That should be anybody's mission statement.
So you set up how hard this really is for you. You think this is the dumbest thing ever and you're going to make it sound sexy, huh?
I'm going to try. This one is a real mission statement. I can tell you the name of the company or not. It's up to you.
No. Don't say the name.
Yeah,
we'll probably be able to guess. Maybe.
Their mission statement is bullet pointed and it's core values. And if you're ready, here we go. There's 9 of them. Number 1, through service, deliver wow.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Number 2.
I love this company.
Already. Number 2, be determined and be passionate.
Okay.
Number 3, embrace and drive change.
Dang, man, this company's they're doing it right, man.
Number 4, build a family. Build spirit and build a positive team.
I'll tell you how you build a family.
Whoa, Brett. TMI, Brett. TMI. Yeah.
I have a new boy. What do you guys think?
Number 5, be open-minded, creative, and be adventurous. We'll skip to the last couple here.
Okay.
Last 3. Use communication to build honest and open relationships.
Ooh.
Yeah, tell them what you want. Keep it going.
Keep it open.
Wait a minute. I don't like that.
Next to last, pursue learning and growth.
Wow.
Why you say growth? That's gross.
That's the goal. And finally, the last core value for this company, real mission statement, their final core value is create fun and a little weirdness.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone has been sexed up because of Lance.
Yes.
Lance can make anything sound sexy.
Weirdness.
Yes.
And running. In this context, there's no disrespect.
Running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. Oh God. Running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second.
There's a way you hold me, feel so holy.
All right, let's talk about this. Is toxic hustle now a kind of a problem? Is that a thing? 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. And like Julie, you pointed out, what is toxic hustle, right?
Right. What is that?
So toxic hustle, I think, is like this conversation that I think younger generations are having that says, hey, it's not how hard you work. There needs to be a work-life balance.
Yeah.
And so this old mentality of I'm going to pay my dues, show up for free and get coffee. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not working for free. I want to be compensated for my time. And when I'm off the clock, I'm off the clock.
Yeah.
Now there's this old school mentality of, no, you got to pay your dues. You have to work really hard. The hardest working person in the room should move up the corporate ladder. And that's how works. Now, I go back and forth on this because I know my mindset. So I think on the surface, I go, yeah, having a work-life balance sounds great, but I know I'm terrible at this. And I do. I judge people. I do. I look around. I go, hey, I want the hardest people in the room to be working, and I want those people to be rewarded.
Yeah.
And I think my wife is really good at this. My wife has never put her work email on her phone.
Oh, that's a smart idea. Awesome.
She's like, I'm off the clock. I don't think that way. I'm like, hey, like, wow. I got to respond. I don't have my new company email on my phone yet. And I was going to do it when I got here. And my wife keeps going, why? And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like panicked that I don't have it on my phone. I want to respond to emails at all hours of the night. So I don't know. I don't really know. What do you think? Julie, who has three jobs.
I know. So I work here. I produce a show on Channel 11 on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. And I do freelance videography. So, yeah, I have three jobs. I just love working. I'm a crazy worker person. But, I mean, I'm, like, not married, no kids. But I feel like I'm trying to learn the work-life balance thing, especially when I was in Chicago with my friends. They have all been to Chicago before for bachelorette parties for our other friends. And I chose work over all of those memories I could have created.
Oh.
And looking back on it, I'm like, man, I should have gone to those bachelorette parties rather than, like, worked nonstop. But now I'm trying to be better. I do have my email on my phone, and I do check it throughout the day, but I try not to.
Yeah. But I think, like, I do, like, do you judge people who don't? Do you look around and go, man, like, this person's not responding to emails. They're not at work faster. Like, hey, who's here early in the morning? Because we get here super early. Are you thinking to yourself, I'm watching around the office?
I feel like more jealous of people that are better at it.
Yes.
I think you should unplug when you leave
I'm
work.
I'm with you. There's a certain respect of, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could think like that because I understand that mentality.
It's important.
Right. But my mentality is a little different. I have a different type of work ethic. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but you're right. The balance is not as work and home life. I wish there was a better balance.
Do you think, real quickly around the room, if somebody doesn't do it, it creates a level of entitlement? Like, hey, I don't want to pay my dues. I want to get paid immediately. I don't want to be an intern. That's not a thing I'm going to do anymore. I want to be rewarded if I'm going to be working. Does that create a level of entitlement or skipping the steps that we all had to do in our life?
Oh, yeah. I think you should definitely pay your dues because I think it makes you better at your craft. So I totally think people should pay their dues.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I also think that every job is different and every job at its time is different.
Okay.
So what worked for me years ago may not be the way things are for you today.
Like, you don't have to be a 20-year intern.
Exactly.
314-531-9898. Weigh in on this. Do you think you should have to pay your dues, work for free, work up the ladder, or companies should start rewarding you sooner? And they should start giving you more money faster. And the younger generations are saying, I'm not going to take this. Weigh in on this, and we'll take your calls next.
Jump in and join the con.
You're gonna hear me roar. give you some tickets to the new G.I. Joe movie, Snake Eyes, in like 5 minutes on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We're talking about if toxic hustle is such a thing. And just be honest with yourself. If somebody clocks out at 5 o'clock and clocks out, are you judging them? Are you going, hey, like, I work my butt off and that's how I was raised? Or are you thinking to myself, hey, when I'm on the clock, I'm on the clock, and that should be the mentality we have nowadays? 314-531-9898. Julie, what do you think?
You mean like if they clock out at 5, they're done?
Yeah. They just don't respond to emails. See you on Monday, 5 o'clock on Friday.
I love that. I mean, I try to be like that, but sometimes I feel that guilt that comes in, like, right. Oh, what if somebody emailed you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love people that can do it. I'm not there yet, but I'm working on it.
It seems more European. Like, Europe has that balance that America does not have.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, though? Are you not doing as much as you can, and is that a good thing or a bad thing? That's the question. I don't know.
I know. That's so true.
What are people saying on the Bomberito text line?
Someone said, Angie from MoFallon. We love you, Angie. She said, I work full-time, own a business, work part-time at a winery, and I do a side hustle. So I feel, Julie, work hard, play hard. That's kind of good.
It's hard to play hard when you have all those jobs like Julie.
That's true.
Skipping bachelor parties and bachelorette parties all the time.
That's true.
Yep.
Access to email. I feel like started this. It's been a downhill since then.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't succeed at the unrealistic expectations, someone else will. We all just keep giving more and more. It also doesn't help that just because you work more than 40 hours a week at a job, it doesn't mean you can afford to live alone or buy a house, pay student loans. So, yeah, they said we all need, it's like we all sort of need a side hustle, too.
Right? I'm curious what managers think of this, too. Like, when you have two employees and someone has a strong work-life balance and still produces the same amount of productivity in that time, and someone who's working all the time and constantly in early and staying late, but still producing the same productivity, who would you give a raise to? Who would you hire?
Yeah. What do managers think? Is our boss listening? Give us a call.
John from Creve Court, you're a manager. One of the things you brought up to the point of you can't have free interns anymore. This mentality is already starting to change, huh?
Well, yeah, I was 38 years in broadcasting and utilized a lot of interns, and I hired people out of their internships because you get to see their work ethic. But the tax law changed about 3, 4, or 5 years ago, and any work now that you assign to an intern that you would normally have to pay an employee for, you have to pay the intern. So you can't just exchange college credit for a free internship. So that's why there's fewer interns today.
Because that mentality is changing. They're saying, even as a law, you can no longer work for free because they don't think that's healthy. They don't think that's right.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I loved it when we could exchange college credit for internships at work. But basically all interns can do now, there are still internships, but all they can do is observe.
Yep.
They can't touch anything. They can't work any equipment. They can't do any of that stuff. Because if a normal employee would have to have done it, then you have to pay the intern.
John, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
You know, that's what's interesting, is like even the laws are changing to actually reward people saying, hey, if you're going to do a job, we're going to compensate you for it.
Yeah.
The mentality is changing.
That means Entertainment Tonight, my internship, owes me money for making me organize all those tapes to the KYK. Baby, come on, I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby.
I'm in love with the shape of you. Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
On the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, I will give you the good part of the story, and then you just guess how the story takes a turn and gets bad.
Okay.
And then after we do good news, bad news, by the way, we're going to give you Snake Eyes tickets to the new G.I. Joe movie, which is always good news. Julie, I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
While cleaning the garage, a guy found his old drone.
Fun.
Yeah, what could have gone wrong once he got his old drone? What did he do with it? What happened? What was wrong with the drone?
He flew the drone into the ocean and it got eaten by a shark.
Dang.
Did this happen in California?
Do you want to know where it actually happened? Will it help you guess, Kevin?
It would.
Japan.
Oh. I think there's some footage on that drone that he did not want to see.
Whoa. Dang. What kind of explain?
I don't know.
Say more, Kevin.
Lance?
He found his old drone in the garage. He lost it when he crashed it into the garage.
Oh, that's so good, Lance.
Okay, the crashing, you're onto something, but there's a reason he crashed it. And because he crashed it, things take even a crazier turn.
Okay.
314-531-9898 if you want to take your guesses on good news, bad news. I'll tell you how in 6 minutes.
Bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Let's get you tickets to the new G.I. Joe movie, Snake Eyes.
That's right. It's a family four-pack of Fandango tickets to see Snake Eyes, and caller 18 wins right now.
Yep. Bomberino box office open. 314-531-9898. Even though the Bomberino box office is open, are the
endurance rides to restorative yoga all right at home. The Peloton bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Thanks for checking out the podcast, The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
I'll tell you the good part of the story, you guessed the bad. While cleaning his garage, a guy found a drone, his old drone. He was so super excited about it. Bad part of the story, he was so excited that he had a couple of beers before noon, by the way, and was arrested for flying a drone while under the influence.
Oh.
Apparently, it's illegal in Japan. And just so you know, you might think, well, that seems crazy. It's also illegal in lots of areas in the United States, including, like, New Jersey.
Really?
I feel like it should be illegal everywhere. That sounds quite dangerous.
Yeah, so you can't be drunk and be flying your drone and just crashing it into things. The guy got a DUI while flying a drone.
Oh, my God.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Julie, you're like the happiest and nicest person ever. But when we send these emails back and forth, some people were getting on your nerves this weekend. You witnessed a couple of things that were kind of pet peeve-y, huh?
That's right. I sure did.
Julie's going to address these people.
We're going to address it and make it stop.
3 minutes away on Y98 St. Louis. Find out what made Julie so upset. So annoyed. What's something that's so small and little, but it annoys the crap out of you? It is like that little pet peeve. It should be illegal. It really should be because it's so annoying. 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. You witnessed a couple of these, Julie.
I did. Is it illegal to litter? Maybe
yeah,
it is
that
illegal.
One is illegal.
Maybe that's why it made me so mad. So I'm in the Deerbrook's parking lot, and I pulled up, and I'm just like in my car, making sure, you know, I don't have any food in my teeth before I get out of my car. this other car just kind of pulls in a parking spot next to me, and they take these two bags of Chick-fil-A that they just ate and just threw them out the window. They just dropped them out the window on the Deerbrook's parking lot. And then they drove off.
I saw a list of like biggest pet peeves, and that was like number four, when people just throw things out of their car. Like, I don't want all this junk in my car, so I'll just throw it on the Earth, Mother Nature's car.
So awful, I know. So then I got out and I picked it up and I threw it in the trash, and this guy saw me and he goes, "That was so nice." And I'm like, okay, yeah, you got it. And so that drives me nuts. And then also, we were on the train. I went to Chicago. We took the Amtrak.
This one's not illegal, but should be.
It should be. So they made this announcement, and they were like, please, if you need to talk on the phone, do not use speakerphone. And then this lady next to us used a speakerphone to talk on the phone.
Oh, yeah, don't I need hate to hear that. It. I also think FaceTiming.
FaceTiming like,
in public.
Point?
Stop FaceTiming in public.
What, like,
I don't
why?
Need to see y'all FaceTime.
Why do people think, like, why do you want other people to hear your conversation? Or why are you using speakerphone?
Yeah, should be illegal. Annoying, little pet peeve. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know what also I'll throw on this list too, since we have like communication ones, is when someone pulls out in the lane in front of you and then drives really slow. Like, I don't mind that you cut me off. I don't mind it, but just speed up. Let's get going. Let's groove together. Like, you cut me off. Well, now you're setting the pace. You're the pace car.
I totally agree, especially when it's like, you know, the 4-lane highway and they've got two lanes and they pull in your lane when they could have pulled in the other lane.
Oh, yeah,
and you're going, come on.
Yeah.
And I'm a slow driver.
I'm a slow driver too, Kevin, so I respect you. 314-531-9898. It might be small, but it's so freaking annoying. What is it? We'll take your calls next.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis. Why don't you just meet me in the middle, baby? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle, middle, in the middle, middle?
So annoying. It is so annoying. It might be so small. It's just a little thing. It's like a pet peeve, but it drives you absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
314-531-9898. You can text in on the Bomberito text line on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Some people annoyed on that.
Oh, yeah. So we were, on the Amtrak, and they're like, don't talk on your speakerphone when you're talking on the phone. And then someone gets on it right after we start moving. And somebody said, if I'm in a store and someone's on speakerphone, I say, hi from everyone at Target.
Do you really? That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Such a great clapback. You know what somebody else pointed out too? Calling, just in general. I think my wife is like this. Like, are you dying? Can you text me? Why are you calling? Someone pointed out, and leaving voicemails. Not going to listen.
I feel like that's old school stuff, though, but I love that. I mean, I love to hear...
Julie's like, please don't put it on the list. I like to call.
I know. I like to hear my fireman's voice. I'm like, FaceTime me.
In public.
If he FaceTimes me at Target, I'm answering. Sorry.
And I hope they say, hi from everyone at Target. You're driving us crazy.
If someone did that, that would be so funny.
Is there any more?
Oh, yeah. Somebody said a person eating or chewing gum with their mouth open and making that annoying noise.
Yeah.
Let's see. Somebody else. Oh, someone said, y'all have great chemistry. Hey, thanks for writing that in. That's so nice.
Hey.
I drive on the interstate a lot. It really irritates me when people just hang out in the passing lane, not passing everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll add meetings that could have been an email.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, we all have to go to this meeting. And it's like, hey, this is happening next week. Like, cool. You could have just shot that in an email and I'll know it. We're good to go.
What about the end of a long meeting? The people asking the questions.
Right. Oh my God.
Really?
I know there's no dumb questions, but there's some dumb questions.
Oh, yeah. There's some dumb ones. All right.
How about awkward small talk? When you don't know how to get around, you're like, oh, okay. When does this conversation end?
Yeah.
Right. And right now you can't be like, so how's it been going? You're like, well, we're all going through COVID. So it's been going pretty kind of crazy.
And how then taking your shoes off on an airplane. This is not your house. Like, what's going on? What did happen? What made you do that? Why did you think that was a good idea?
Put those shoes on. That's what I would say.
Julie, what's coming up in the Entertainment Minute? Anything annoying?
You know what? There could be this epic celebrity fight on pay-per-view. And I feel like the people doing the challenging... they're going to have some trouble.
All right. 3 minutes away on Y98 St. Louis.
Hey. You know my ex. You know my ex. So that makes it all feel complicated. Yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it. Yeah.
Opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games tonight. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. A lot of cool stuff happening in the entertainment world and in Hollywood. Julie will recap it for you in 60 seconds in the Entertainment Minute.
Britney Spears is back in the driver's seat, figuratively and literally. On July 14th, the pop star said she felt blessed after a judge approved her request to hire her own lawyer, this power player that's going to represent her in the conservatorship. Days later, she was granted permission to drive again. How crazy is that? Like, you're not allowed to drive, and you're like a grown woman.
Julie, you've complained about the lawyer a lot during the Entertainment Minute that she had. I mean, think about it. She's trying to sue her family, but her family gets to pick the lawyer they're going against. Like, what? Like, I'll pick your weapon in the battle. Like, I'm going to use this gun, and then you use a toothpick, and we'll see who wins. Like,
right.
That's not fair.
Not even a toothpick. She gets a pillow.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
So, good job, Brittany's driving again, and look out on the roads if she drives like Kevin. I'm just kidding.
We follow her on Instagram. It's going to be crazy.
I love you, Kevin. Okay.
I'm a safe driver, Julie.
That's funny.
I'll get there eventually.
You'll eventually get there. The next celebrity fight on pay-per-view, it's going to be a massacre, probably, because it is going to pit the Jonas Brothers against the Hemsworths. Here's what the Joe Bros said on the Tonight Show.
We're going to take a...
a note out of all the YouTubers that are having these boxing matches. We're going to have a big UFC match. It's going to be us versus the Hemsworth brothers. And
oh,
so
my God. Oh, no. Don't do it.
It's going
don't
to, do yeah, it. It's going to be a... The Hemsworths haven't emailed us back yet, but I think it's going to be big.
They're waiting for the email back.
The Hemsworths are monsters.
Yes, they are.
But the Jonas Brothers, this is what they do. Like, Joe was, like, working with a professional boxer. Nick was in that UFC TV show and trained for a long time. And I'm not even trying to name drop. Joe once knew I was doing a celebrity boxing match in an interview. He was the only one to pick me to win. The next time I interviewed him, like a year later, he's like, did you win that boxing match? He remembered. And he was like, we should go boxing together. He loves it. He is like obsessed with boxing.
I'm impressed. Well, first of all, you know Joe Jonas, too. Right. Those, all these celebrities.
Joe Jonas thinks I'm a good boxer.
And that you were in a celebrity boxing match. Ain't no way I would ever do that. Don't mess up my moneymaker, please. That's your entertainment.
Can you imagine the moneymakers on Joe Jonas, Nick Jonas, and then the Hemsworth brothers?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all very pretty. Nobody punch each other.
Don't
you're all
hit
too
the
pretty.
Face. Just hit the body.
Those stories are posted for you, Y98.com. Without your pet, without your nice little furry friend.
I love it.
Still wake up with Brett and Julie. If you are looking for a pet, Julie is the person to turn to.
Yes.
Let's be honest. So Julie's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Treats Unleashed, and she will introduce you to a furry friend family member.
Okay, so Bandit is our Pet of the Week this week. And you know I love my senior dogs. He is 7 years old, which is actually kind of young for a senior dog. He's a Great Dane Lab mix, but he's a big dog. And what we like about that is he thinks he's a lap dog.
Don't all big dogs, awesome. They always say that. Big dogs always think, like, I'm a lap dog.
Yeah, he's from this great rescue group we have in town called the Wet Nose Project, who, by the way, just opened up their senior dog hospice in Valley Park. They're looking for volunteers. So Bandit is going through heartworm treatment, but he's got a lot of life left to give. He's got energy. He's got a lot of love that he'll give you. So 7 years young, he's the sweetest. He was going to be euthanized at this kill shelter because of overcrowding.
Oh.
But thank goodness, the Wet Nose Project, they pulled him, and now he's going to live a great life with somebody. She was saying that she sat in this beanbag chair next to him. He just laid on her lap, nuzzled into her arm, and
she said,
he does
look like a little cuddle bug, man.
Doesn't he? I was like, do I have room in my house for him? No! I already have 6 dogs. I've done enough. So, check out Bandit. Check out his video. And maybe you'll adopt him. Senior dogs are awesome. Come on now. My senior dog, Maya, it's her, like, 13th birthday today. And she's wild as ever. That's what huskies do.
Yeah, and I love that his name is Bandit.
I know.
Bandit! So cute!
He does. It looks like he loves belly rubs. He's just a big cuddle monster.
Don't you love that first little photo of him? He's so cute.
Yeah. If you want to see the photos of him, consider it. Send it to your family members going, hey, should Bandit be the guy we bring home? He looks like he loves cookies, too. There's a picture of him looking over the counter at the cookies like, those look delicious. Go to their Instagram, the Wake Up Y98. Hopefully, we can find Bandit a home. If you adopt Bandit, don't forget, you get a $25 gift card.
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Julie, after 9 o'clock, things get a little hot in the studio.
Yowza, you feel it? Do you feel it?
Who are we talking about today?
Okay, now this is a hot guy who doesn't necessarily think I'm hot. He probably is more interested in you, Brett. But guess what? He's hot, so he gets to be my hot guy. I'm talking about St. Louis's own Andy Cohen. He's a good-looking guy.
He is good-looking, actually.
Okay, so he has this new show. Like, Andy Cohen, he's like a hard worker, too. He's everywhere. He's like the Ryan Seacrest of Bravo and E! Now. Okay,
Julie's favorite channel.
I know.
Yep.
I just have it on Bravo nonstop at my house. So Andy Cohen is going to be doing this new unscripted series on the Peacock streaming service, which I don't have that. that. Kevin probably does. He buys all of them, I think.
I have Peacock, yes.
Kevin, I'll need your password. Okay. It's called, the show's called X-Rated. It premieres on August the 12th, and there's a new trailer they just released. He's going to be basically hosting this reality show where they put ex-partners in the hot seat to rate their partners in the bedroom.
Dang.
Isn't that crazy?
Great idea. Genius.
It depends if they like broke up good or broke up bad, probably, if they rate you good or bad.
And if they knew they're know if they're listening or not.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like I would might say things differently if someone's in front of my face than I would be like behind a closed door.
Oh yeah, yeah. That.
And then they'll be listening, like, oh, you said that, like, no, I take it back.
They say the exes do not hold back, so guess what? I'll be watching this new show called X Rated with Andy Cohen.
With Kevin's
that
password.
Was Julie's yeah! Hot Guy Fact.
Julie, I thought you were going to be late to work. I saw you partying last night at the Cardinals game.
Oh, yeah. We were partying in one of the suites last night.
Look at you.
I know. I know you and Kevin probably would have come, but we weren't invited. I'm just kidding. You were invited. You just decided not to come. Hayes was there, and Jen was there, and Greg Hewitt from 102.5 was there, and we just had a lot of fun. And guess who walked in our suite?
Who?
Al Hrabowski.
So really? Cool. Yeah. I saw that on Instagram.
It was so cool. It was his birthday last night, and apparently a couple suites down there are going to have champagne and like throw this little surprise for him. So they came in ours. They're like, hey, you guys want to come down? We need more people in here. And so we went down there. We were like, we saw Fred Bird driving this little bike down there, and went in front of us. And so Fred Bird presented Al Hrabowski with this cake, and then Al smashed it in Fred Bird's face.
That's so funny. You're Steve Aoki?
Yes, we were right there, and Jen was behind Fred Bird. So then Fred Bird fell back into Jen. Jen spilled her champagne down her shirt, and we have the best picture because Hayes got it all on video.
It was really like a Vegas party. Steve Aoki, yeah, face play, cake slam, and then Jen's face is so funny. You have to see the picture on Instagram. The wake up, Y98. Do we have it posted there? And then do we have it on Y98 also?
We have a caption this on the wake up's like
yes,
feed.
Yeah.
It's just funny to see her back there. If anybody was watching the game, did you see, was it on TV? Did they put that part on TV?
It should have been.
You would have totally they seen her. She was back there laughing. It was so cute.
Check it out. Instagram, the wake up, Y98. Write your caption of what you think is going through Jen's head when this is happening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.